It's kind of all a big, you know, a big giant happy mess.
Oh, don't you believe it for a minute. Mariachi El Bronx is one of the tightest outfits around. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. The Chicano alter ego of L.A. punk band The Bronx has been surprising fans and critics alike with the infectious romance of their swooning vocals and a dozen tiny guitars. Back in 2006, while The Bronx was working on their third album of West Coast hardcore, they were asked to do an acoustic appearance. And as a bunch of self-described gringos, the most punk thing they could think of was to do it mariachi style. It was a transformative experience. Having grown up surrounded by Mexican culture, they found themselves channeling that sound in a way that was surprisingly natural. Thus was born Mariachi El Bronx. The band then began appearing on the bill side by side with The Bronx for some fascinating shows, which drew head-scratching spectators to their feet. Their 2009 full-length debut proved it was no hoax, and now with their latest, they've kept the mariachi foundation and added a blend of norteño, cumbia, and bolero, all without missing a beat. During the band's first ever trip to the Bronx, I asked lead singer Matt Cothran about one song called Poverty's King.
That song really means a lot to me. It's it's a song that I've written and rewritten. The basis of that song was at a time when I was traveling. It was just a funny thing. You know, I was having to take the train 2.5 hours, you know, through a lot of ghettos to get up to the valley for rehearsal because I didn't have a car. And it was just something that being able to make the best out of a bad situation and be happy with what you have. And, you know, there's something that, you know, we all have together that's extremely beautiful and that I'm proud of and that I share with these guys that, you know, I wouldn't change for the world. And, you know, there's things you have to sacrifice to make that happen. And, you know, just being on that train and just kind of, it's just a very awesome time in my life when I was very in tune creatively and didn't really care about anything else. I had no money, but I was really, really happy, you know, and that's kind of where the basis of that comes from.
No money, but rich as can be.
Absolutely.
Well, I jeopardize my safety everywhere I go. Everybody knows me down in the valleys of Mexico. Oh Christ, I must have lost my mind. I never figured Jesus for the jealous kind. A stronger man will never know till you hear us singing from the church window.
We're just trying to turn things on its head a little bit, you know. It's kind of what we're trying to do here with our creative lives.
And then are both bands, because Mariachi El Bronx is definitely like the focus right now, but does The Bronx, the punk rock band, and Mariachi, do they sort of coexist?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, we're getting ready to go back and finish writing the new Bronx record, you know, which we'll be recording, you know, probably sometime early next year or something like that. Both bands are fully functional, and you know, it's a lot of work being in two bands. But it's really cool, you know. We're all stoked, and you know, we love music, so why not, you know, make the most of it, you know? Why not make as much music as he possibly can?
Well, I'm sure when they try to narrow it down, every king's just a slave to his crown. So Father, forgive my cold shoulder. I just don't have the time to console her. Well, I can fall back in love when I'm older. Time to repent isn't over. So please save some forgiveness for me. A man blinded by love can't think clearly. With 4 different lovers and 48 roses, I need a confessional that never closes.
Mariachi El Bronx in a live performance of 48 Roses, and before that, Poverty's King. Both songs appear on their new album, Mariachi El Bronx 2. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.